August single-family home sales in Massachusetts reached 6,914, a 9.8% increase from a year ago, according to a new report from the Warren Group, publisher of Banker and Tradesman. I'm Cassidy Murphy, editorial director of the Warren Group, here with our CEO, Timothy Warren. Hi, Tim.
Hey, Cassie. Beautiful fall weather we're having.
It is lovely. So let's go back to our summer session here. Single-family home sales have been strong all summer. From May to August of 2015, monthly sales averaged 6,049, while the summer of 2016's average was 6,451. What do you believe made this year stronger than last year?
Well, there's no doubt that this year has been dramatically better than other years. In fact, better than any of the last 10 years. It's a hot market. But why is that? I think that owning real estate was a bit out of favor for a few years after the market crashed about 10 years ago. People were scared of falling prices, and they were scared of foreclosures. If enough people sit on the sidelines for several years, you're going to see a turnaround eventually. And this seems to be the big year. Mortgage interest rates are still low, and that makes homes more affordable. And the expectation that rates will rise gives home purchase some urgency. In general, the economy and the job market are doing well, especially here in Massachusetts. Stock market is up this year. All of this gives consumers confidence about the future and about real estate. Add in pent-up demand, and you have a booming market.
As part of that, in August of 2016, was the fifth consecutive month of year-over-year positive median sale price growth. Do you believe the year will finish just as strong, or do you see it taking a dip?
I think we'll see median sale prices continue their upward trend. It's hard to picture how prices could slip when we see such strong demand and low supply. In fact, what I find most remarkable thing about this market is that price increases remain so modest. Some markets in and around Boston are seeing a strong run-up in prices, but statewide, the median is up 1.2% this year, despite the strong sales volume. Last year, it was up 2.9% in median price. The year before that, 2014, it gained 2.5%. These modest gains are really surprisingly low, and that bodes well for a continued strong market and the avoidance of any kind of bubble in the prices.
Speaking of bubbles, condominiums in Massachusetts saw their median sale prices hit all-time highs this year. Do you believe condo prices have peaked, or is this just the beginning?
Well, condos have certainly done well this year. Prices have risen faster for condos than they have for single-family homes. Part of the reason is that there have been a lot of new condo construction going on, especially at the upper end of the price chain. People like the new buildings with modern amenities, and baby boomers, recent empty nesters, are especially attracted to new condos in urban areas. Because of the demographics and new construction, I think condos will continue this upward trend.
All right. Well, thank you, Tim. And thank you to everyone for joining us. If you would like more information about the products and services that the Warren Group provides, please visit us at www.thewarrengroup.com.